Welcome back to NFL Insights, everybody. We got me and Brennan with you this week as we break down the conference championships. Brennan went 3-1 last week. The only game he got wrong was the Saints game. And without further ado, I'm going to give you to the man of the hour, Brennan Rampey. Brennan, which game are you going to start with?
Well, the NFC championship game is first, so why don't we start with that one?
Okay.
All right, so it's the Packers versus the Buccaneers. These two teams first met back in week 6, and that was the Packers' worst game of the season by far. With they had season lows in points, 10, and yards. They only had about 200 yards of offense, and this team usually puts up about 400 yards of offense in a game. It was easily their worst game of the season and probably one of the worst games of Aaron Rodgers' career. He threw 2 interceptions, including a pick 6, which almost... those things almost never happen. And the offense had a pretty good game too, and the defense just got after this offense with 10 points, barely any yards of offense really, and Rodgers got sacked multiple times, and the offensive line just kept him upright all season long. And that was as bad as it got for the Packers, but they didn't let it define them. They proceeded to finish 13-3 and get the number one seed in the conference, and now I just think it'll be different because the Buccaneers lost to the Saints twice in the regular season, and then last week in the divisional round proceeded to beat the Saints, even though in the regular season they got dominated by them twice. I just think the NFL is a really wacky league. We saw it that last week, and even though I'm fully aware of what I saw way back in week 6, I picked the Packers then, and I think I'm going to do it now because you just see how weird this league can be sometimes. So I'm going to pick them again. I'm going to pick them to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl, and I wouldn't be surprised if they proceed to do even more than that. Shout out to George Kenneth, by the way.
All right. You see anybody stepping up in particular for the Packers?
The David Bakhtiari star left tackle towards ACL in practice. So it's been Billy Turner, a guy that plays various spots along the offensive line. He's primarily been the right tackle so far this year, but I think he's been at left tackle for most of this, for most of his action. So he's going to have to step up in pass protection for sure, because even with David Bakhtiari, they allowed 5 sacks and Rodgers was running for his life throughout most of that game. So it's going to be very tough for the Packers to do, but I think they can do it, though.
And anybody that we should keep an eye on the defensive side of the ball for Tampa Bay?
Oh, yes. Vita Vea, first-round pick defensive tackle by the Buccaneers from a couple of years ago, suffered an injury in their loss versus the Bears, but it's been several months since that game, and he's expected to be activated off of IR. How much we're going to see of Vea, no one knows. But also another thing to report is that wide receiver Antonio Brown, who wasn't with the team during the first meeting, will be out for this game due to a knee injury. But thankfully, the Buccaneers have tons of wide receivers that can step up in his absence, such as guys like Scotty Miller and the rookie Tyler Johnson, who had a really incredible catch last week. So the Buccaneers are not deficient when it comes to wide receivers at all. Even though I do think that they have better wide receivers than the Packers, I still think the Packers will find a way to win this, because when they first met, it was in warm 80-degree weather Florida, but now it's in Green Bay, and even though Tom Brady has experience playing in cold weather with New England, I think it's going to be a lot different this time because it's Green Bay, it's going to be 20 degrees. I'm sure all these players are used to playing in either indoor stadiums or warm Florida. It's going to be 20 degrees and snowy. I just think it's going to be different this time.
All right, let's head on over to the AFC. And I'll make no bones about the fact that I am rooting for the Bills big time.
Oh, so am I, but I'm not. I like the Chiefs too. This was also another matchup that happened in week 6. So both of these games happened in week 6. The Chiefs won that game 26-17 back then. The Chiefs moved the ball extremely well against the Bills, unlike last year where the defense was the strength of the Bills. It seems to be a little bit of a weakness this year because the offense is getting all of the attention. But the Chiefs had a big day with their offense, particularly in the running game when primarily they're a passing team. Rookie running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire had over 100 rushing yards. I think the team as a whole had 200 rushing yards, so they had a lot longer time of possession than the Bills did. And Josh Allen only had about 130 passing yards, something like that, when he can easily have like 300 to 400 passing yards in a game. And I think this Chiefs defense is honestly on the average side of things, but they always seem to give up a lot of yards, but I always feel like they have a key turnover where it matters most to conceal the fact that they're a little bit on the average side. They only gave up 17 points versus the Browns when they've been a team that scores 40 with ease, so perhaps maybe they are a little better than I give them than I think. They step up when they needed to the most, which was what they did last year. So this Bills offense is very difficult to stop, but the Chiefs did it somehow back then. I think it'll be a little more higher scoring on both sides. Something to keep an eye on is that Patrick Mahomes, Chiefs star quarterback, exited the game with a concussion against the Browns last week, and veteran quarterback Chad Henne stepped in and was able to do what he needed to get the win. Everyone around the world, the football world, pretty much was monitoring Patrick Mahomes' health. He was placed in the concussion protocol, but just a couple of days ago, he cleared the concussion protocol, so he should be ready to go. But he was also dealing with a little bit of a toe injury in that game as well. So even though Patrick Mahomes is playing, I don't think he'll be at 100%, but having him somewhat limited is better than not having him at all. Even if Chad Henne were to start, Andy Reid is great at knowing how to get the best out of a quarterback. We saw that last year with Matt Moore, who was a veteran quarterback who played extremely well in Patrick Mahomes' absence for a couple of games last year. He came in the middle of a game versus the Broncos on Thursday Night Football and did well. Then he proceeded to go toe-to-toe with Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, and they nearly won that game, but a LeSean McCoy fumble resulted in the Chiefs losing that game, and they proceeded to even beat the Vikings as well. I'm sure Chad Henne would have played well if he needed to be, but it's good for the Chiefs that Mahomes will be playing in this game. Last time I picked the Bills, but I don't pick against the Chiefs very often, but when I did, I have regretted it, but I think this time I will pick the Chiefs. I think they're going to win the AFC. They are the defending champions after all. I think this Bills defense is going to have a really rough day once again, and I think the Chiefs are going to go to the Super Bowl again. I think we're going to have a State Farm Super Bowl, Packers versus Chiefs. That's my prediction.
All right. For people who play DraftKings, who will you say is your quarterback this week?
That's a little bit of a challenge, but I think I would go with maybe Josh Allen.
All right. Thanks again for listening, everybody. We'll be back next week, or actually 2 weeks from today, to break down the Super Bowl. And as always, we thank you for tuning in and listening. Please spread the word and share us around. Come visit us at anchor.fm. And if you'd like to leave messages, you can, and we'll feature it on the show. And Brennan will answer your questions. Have a great one, everybody.